Welcome to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, your quick briefing on the top news shaping the pharmaceutical and life sciences industry. In today's Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, a new Eli Lilly study finds adults 55 and older see significantly lower healthcare costs on Zepbound. A licensing roundup covers Biohaven's more than $795 million deal with SK Biopharmaceuticals for its epilepsy candidate BHV-7000 and Hesco's more than $1.5 billion immunology licensing deal with Centivera. And Raviv Priluk argues that traditional clinical trial sample sizing needs a rethink based on lessons from 60 million trial simulations. A new study finds that adults 55 and older with obesity who start Zepbound, tirzepatide, see meaningfully lower healthcare costs than matched peers not on a GLP-1 or GIP/GLP-1 therapy. Using Komodo Health's Healthcare Map database to track more than 15,800 patients, the real-world analysis finds costs run up to 15% lower at 6 months and up to 38% lower, or $607 per patient per month at 12 months, driven largely by fewer hospital admissions and emergency department visits. For patients in Medicare's GLP-1 Bridge program, the 12-month savings exceed the program's $195 monthly treatment cost. Two licensing deals highlight continued interest in ex-US partnerships for late-stage neurology and preclinical immunology assets. Biohaven licenses global rights to Opaquilim, BHV-7000, its KV7.2/7.3 potassium channel activator in phase 3 development for focal epilepsy, to SK Biopharmaceuticals in a deal worth more than $795 million, including $400 million in cash and up to $150 million in regulatory and development milestones, plus tiered royalties. Separately, Hesco Pharmaceutical Group licenses a preclinical inhibitor for type 2 inflammatory diseases to Centivera, a new venture backed by Population Health Partners and ARCH Venture Partners, in a deal worth more than $1.5 billion, including a $75.89 million upfront and equity payment, and up to $1.46 billion in milestones. Finally, Raviv Priluk argues that traditional phase 2 trial sample sizes amount to an educated guess dressed up as rigorous math, with teams defaulting to a single assumed effect size, often a 30% improvement over placebo without stress. Testing what happens if that assumption is wrong. Drawing on lessons from 60 million clinical trial simulations, Priluk contends that adaptive trial design frameworks better account for that uncertainty and preserve more asset value than conventional power calculations. Thanks for listening to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily. For more updates and in-depth analysis, visit pharmexec.com.